It was a Thursday around 6 p.m., and I was sitting in my office in Cambridge, Massachusetts, located along a tree-lined stretch of Alewife Brook Parkway a few miles outside of Harvard Square. The four-story brick building, an annex of Massachusetts General Hospital's psychiatry department, is where I see patients as part of my research and teaching responsibilities at Harvard Medical School. They span the age and occupation spectrum. Elementary school children, grandparents, lawyers, salesmen, housewives, and house husbands. But they have one thing in common. They are coming to see me and my colleagues with familiar complaints and concerns. "I know I could be doing better," is a common one, as is, "I can't go on like this." While the complaints may vary slightly, the symptoms they describe are the same, and consistent with the condition we treat. You've probably heard of it. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD. One of those patients, we'll call her Jill, is late for her appointment. As I sit catching up on emails, the door bursts open and in she flies, out of breath from climbing the two flights of stairs to my second floor office. She is flustered and clearly upset. "Sorry I'm late," Jill says as she plops down on the chair facing my desk. "You wouldn't believe my day." "Try me," I say. "Take a deep breath and tell me what's going on." Jill is in her late 30s and a highly educated research scientist, one of the many knowledge workers who labor in Cambridge, home of Harvard and Massachusetts Institute of Technology. She takes a moment and launches into her story, which begins a few weeks earlier when she temporarily moved into a friend's apartment while her own house was being renovated. "Last night when I came in," she says, "I put my keys down somewhere, and this morning I had not a clue where they could be." I nod. I have a feeling I know where this is going. "I looked everywhere, the usual places, which of course are not the usual places, as it's not my place. My friend, she really is a good friend, but I am wondering if she has more trouble than I do. You think I am disorganized, you should see her place." I know this is the right time to jump in and direct our conversation back to the issue at hand, or, like this morning, Jill could continue running in verbal circles and not getting anywhere. "Okay, so you were looking for your keys?" Jill smiles. "Oh, right, yes, I was flipping out. I spent 30 minutes trying to find my car keys." Jill then stops, shaking her head. "Well, did you find them?" I ask. She nods ruefully. "Eventually." "Where were they?" "Right on my friend's kitchen table. And of course, I'd walked back and forth through the kitchen 10 times while I was looking for them. All that time, they were right there in front of me. Unbelievable."